So I'm part of the Windows BG, of the Service BG. I'm in the commercial channel team, and we build all the channel programs to launch our products to the market and bring our products to the market. And today I'd like to update you on a new concept we bring to market. We have announced it a couple of months ago, and I'd like to update you on the concept, what it is, how we bring this to market, and what we see happening in the IT industry. Since we are a contained audience, please, if you have any questions, just break in. And otherwise, we will have enough time to discuss after the presentation. So what I'd like to do with you today in this 45 minutes, I'd like to update you on what services a service actually is, what subscription models comprehend, especially for hardware, the various maturity stages you can bring this to market, and what we see happening in the market and where our partners are, what the current offerings are that are ready in market and what's coming soon. I will run through a lot of the examples that we see now currently in market. So after this call, after this presentation, I hope you have a better understanding of what this new way of bringing hardware in subscription to market is, what kind of opportunity it is for you as a IT professional. Maybe you're working at a service provider, maybe you're working at an end customer. But I think it's something you can think about when you make new purchasing decisions on your hardware. So service as a service, I think the term says it all. We see everything as a service coming to market. We see software as a service, of course, it's the main driver. All of you are probably here also because of the big drive to the cloud. In the leeway of this, we see that since more and more customers are procuring via monthly subscription based, we see that there is a lot of need or a lot of request to bring everything into this monthly subscription based way of purchasing, which irons out a lot of the upfront investments. And will help a lot of the companies to better manage their capital investments they need to do to purchase hardware. And actually, you can transpose it on any industry which is currently going through this motion of bringing everything into subscription, into monthly payments, which are well predictable and more flexible for the size of your company and better manageable. One of those big things is, of course, going from CapEx to OPEX, which means that you don't have that upfront big investment which you need to depreciate, which you have to put on your balance sheet, which you have to manage and which you have to report on, but you bring it into monthly subscription where the pressure of the purchasement is equal to the use of the device and the services and the solutions you're purchasing. It's a strategic thing. It's really, if you want to become more flexible as an IT department, if you want to be more in line with what your use is of your technology, you can bring these kind of concepts to your company, or you can bring it to market, and this helps you to build from a IT perspective, IT service provider perspective, a relationship with the end customer, which is continuously, where you can evolve, where you can cross-sell and upsell to all the solutions that are required by this IT by your IT customer. And from an IT customer, it's a much easier way of transacting. It's much easier to obtain those solutions you need to effectively run your business. We as service see this really as a turnkey solution. So we really see this as eventually evolving into not only purchasing the hardware, but really combining it with all the services, support, and all the other elements which can be combined to one workplace. So if you need a workplace for one of the employees, you can include that all into one monthly subscription, hassle-free, managed by one service provider and can be managed over time. So if you want to upgrade or you want to disinvest, you can cancel your subscription or you can upgrade to new technology to be included. So the promise of service as a service, and actually that's also device as a service because it's of course, it can be device agnostic. Older OEMs will also be available as a service. We see this motion going on across the industry that from PCs to telephones to servers to hubs, there is this requirement or this ask from customers to bring this into subscription. If you combine this with all the service aspects that you need to manage that, including all the ISV solutions that run on that device, including all the accessories you need around that device to build it into an efficient workplace, then you talk about a turnkey solution that actually from a purchasing perspective is very easy to manage. And it will reduce a lot of the complexity on the customer end. But it's not so it's not so simple. So the industry we see right now in the transformation it's going through is mainly driven by the fact that this whole motion has been put into motion by the going to the cloud. So we see that. All the software vendors are working towards subscription-based models to sell their software, to have multiple-year maintenance models where they upgrade those software automatically through the cloud. And this is exactly what end users trigger to also want to purchase their hardware in the same kind of subscription. But to bring that all together, currently, every aspect of the business is mostly brought to you by a different service provider. So to be able to bring that together as one package, you really need to work together, and we have to bring that whole chain into one subscription, which is, on one hand, the billing, which is the most important part of it, and all the links you need to do, the SLAs that are needed to manage this effectively on the back end. What we see happening right now is that on one hand, you see a consolidation on the distribution end. So you see big distributors worldwide consolidating. So they have one efficient backend where they can bundle all those aspects of a workplace into one solution and bring it to market, make it into a resellable package, and sell it through to resellers to the end customer. On the other hand, you also see solutions where resellers bundle it themselves, bring it under financing, so bring in a financing partner and bring it to market to their end customers. Especially that financing bit is the tricky part of bringing hardware and capital goods into operational lease, as you can call it, because there's where the risk is. You have to assess, if a service provider brings this to market, he has to assess the credit worthiness of the end customer to be able to pay all those months of this when the subscription is running. Telcos are very used to do this. They have a very efficient way of managing this. IT service providers need to learn this. And in many cases, they use financial institutions to run that through them. So the models that we now see in market and the complexity that it shows and the developments we see happening can be schematically displayed like this. So you see, on one hand, you see financial lease. That's more or less a very well-known way of purchasing hardware in our industry. In some cases, it's the end customer who purchases a big chunk of hardware and brings it to a financial institution who finance it for them, and they pay a monthly fee to finance it. When you go to operational lease, there's one aspect added to this equation, and that's that there is a fixed period where you want to use these devices into your organization, and after this period, you will give the devices back to the owner, to the financing partner, and there is a residual value involved. So you as a company who want to bring devices into operational release in your organization, you have a fixed period where you can use these devices. After this period, you don't have the hassle of getting rid of those devices. You don't have to sell them off because you can return them back to the original owner who's renting them to you. The problem here is, the opportunity is that there is value still in this device that you're going to return to the service provider. And that can be deducted from the monthly payments you have to do over the period of time. So in this case, the user of the devices can obtain hardware over a period of time against a lower price than they would have paid when they were owner of the devices. The complexity here is that the risk for this is somewhere in the channel. So it's somewhere in the value chain. Someone has to take the risk of what will be the value after a certain period of time of those devices. And what we now see happening is that some service providers don't see that as a risk but as an opportunity. They see value in those devices. They have a clear view of what that value will be. And you have service providers who want to place that risk outside their organization and use a financial institution to finance that up for them and to manage that residual value in that chain. The current development we see is that the reduction of complexity is one of the major drivers for this. So, for instance, the distributor also in Germany had a proposition in market last year where they used the financial institution that was financing it for them to bring it to market. But the complexity of the whole offering became so great that, and the cost became so high because their interests were charged by the financial institution, that this proposition was not really getting off the ground as they were expecting it. The complexity of having a billing relationship with an external partner instead of the service provider who's delivering the hardware was just blocking real success. So what they did was saying, okay, we see that there is a value in this offering. We see that we can manage that secondary that hardware flow that will be generated by the subscription ourselves, and we bring it into one simple offering that we will combine everything with the monthly billing, and we bring it to our resellers, and they can resell it to their customers. So now in Germany, there is a proposition in market from a distributor that combine everything like hardware, software, ISV solutions, cloud solutions, bring it into one monthly billing based on the preferences of the end customer, resell it through a reseller, which gets their margin on the product, and the end customer is getting a billing relationship with also in this case. This is one of the solutions, or one of the advanced scenarios which we can look forward to. In the more EPG space, in the more enterprise space, bigger customers, there we see the momentum that outsourcing partners are looking forward to bring this into their proposition because they already manage the outsourcing of the desktops from their global and their bigger customers. And they see the opportunity that they can bring hardware into the same subscription as they have right now of managing the desktop for the employees of those companies. If you look at how this fits our Microsoft programs that we bring to the market to manage hardware in the enterprise, then last year we announced an alliance with Dell, where Dell was one of the partners that could resell our products combined with services and 24-hour support. This is another way of innovating with our partners to bring solutions to market that just fit their needs better. Another important part of this whole offering that you need to bring to market to make this work is support. So what we see in the industry is that hardware, but also software, the support needs to be in one hand. So if you're an end user and you get a subscription, you want to have one number to call when you have one issue with the hardware, with the services, with an end user issue. Because we want to support this as Microsoft from our services perspective, we also will innovate on our way we bring our services to market. So we will start enabling third-party hardware support organizations to support a service for us. This was announced on Monday by Hayat in her session. So what do we offer currently as service as a service? So you see here our offering that gets currently, in some cases, offered in subscription. We are working with some of the partners to bring Hub into subscription. Hub is, of course, an expensive device. Expensive devices, of course, are very well suited to bring into subscription. You can lower that upfront investment, and you can equalize the cost per month of using a device like that. So this is a device where we see big opportunities for services as a service concepts. The main offerings currently in market are aimed at the desktop, so Service Book and Service Pro. But the device, as I mentioned earlier, is not the only thing you want to bring to market. It's not only the only solution that's needed for that end customer to have a productive desktop. The big driver is, of course, the cloud solutions. So we see that combining the device with Office 365, with Windows Enterprise, in CSP, with CRM, with Intune, that really builds a very powerful solution for the end customer. With that one billing motion around it, is that the only thing you actually need for an employee to be productive in your organization. ISV solutions on top of that, we see more and more ISV solutions also be brought into subscription. So we see Adobe bringing their cloud suite to market. This can also be added to a subscription model and a subscription workplace. When you looked at over time, and that's where one of the major investments from Microsoft will be, is that in all those phases of the use cycle of the end user, we will need to support them and our industry or our partners in the right way. So how do you provision a PC efficiently? You will see innovations from upcoming of how to bring those devices together with our cloud solution efficiently to market. How can you support them, like the support offering that I just explained? Support from the end user perspective, so one number to dial to if you have end user issues. This will all be part of innovations we need to bring to market in the next couple of months, years. If you look at what's in market right now, you see that the biggest investments come from our distributors. So also Tech Data and Ingram already announced their offering in some areas in the world, so also mainly active in Europe. Tech Data announced it in the US and Canada. Ingram has announced an offering in the UK and Spain and is working also to bring this to market in the US. On the other hand, we also see resellers jumping to this solutions. We see many resellers that get the demand from their end customers for these kinds of solutions, bringing everything together and building bundles that they bring into subscription. So shortly, what is it? It is reducing the complexity in the industry, bringing everything together what's needed from an end user into one subscription, into one billing motion, in a cost-effective way. Simplified, secure, with all the enterprise features that you can imagine, which are available currently. And it will enable your customers to really focus on their business instead of their IT purchasing. I will run through some examples that we have right now in the market, just for your understanding how it's being brought to market. So I just explained also has this cloud marketplace. This cloud marketplace enables them to bring all kinds of solutions together and in a very menu-based way. So there is a configurator where the end customer can configure their own workplace. All the elements of this workplace will be translated into a monthly billing amount, and they can choose for a 12-month, 24-month, or a 36-month solution. Also brought it to market 2 months ago, and we have now 300 resellers in Germany bringing it actively to market, and we see big momentum growing. One of the things that we currently observe is that more and more customers ask our resellers if they can make a quote for or a transactional purchase or in subscription. So you see that the market is already getting used to purchasing in a subscription-based format. This is one of the resellers in Germany that claimed the URL service as a service and pushed this offering like this into the market. Tech Data has another offering. This is currently in the US in market, where they also bring financing and hardware together in combination with Office 365. Ingram in the UK is doing the same thing. They also have connected a buyback solution to that they buy back current hardware within the used in companies to be able to roll out subscription in a quicker way. In Canada, there is a company called Acrodex that has brought a very compelling offering to market, where you also can combine all the elements that are needed to run your desktop efficiently. You see also a price point. Price points are all over the place. That's because the variety of services included in an offering are very diverse. The complexity is also, of course, that the type of services included and the SLAs included in that service contract are not always comparable. It is a lot in the Emirates has offered this 2 months ago and are selling this also actively. So this is a little bit where we are right now. We see a huge momentum. We see a big momentum on the enterprise side, and then more or less bigger deals that are being brought in operational lease through financing or partners already in market. But they are more one-on-one deals or specialized or specially built for that customer. And on the other hand, we see this big motion on the SMB side where you have more like prepackaged bundles which are sold proactively in those markets. Are there any questions? What we see is that the distributors have their own reseller networks, so you have to be a service reseller. And because it's always combined with cloud offerings, you also have to be a CSP reseller. So if you are a CSP reseller and a service reseller, you can start transacting and resell those bundles those distributors offer. That differs. Yeah. Now, actually, the cloud marketplace from Tech Data and also work like that. You just work through your CSP portal and you get credited for the Office 365 and cloud solutions like you just get if you sell them separately. Okay. On the Ingram and Tech Data offers, they also discount calculate the margin of the device over those months that the subscription is running. On the also part, they also did another calculation that they say, okay, we subtract the margin for the reseller and we pay that upfront, and they get the revenue for the cloud solutions paid through the CSP model. From a standardized bundling, we see that a lot of the companies are try to sell standardized bundles, but we see also that in market, of course, there are already many companies that have a CSP over Office 365 subscription. And we see that most partners are now working on how can we differentiate in that, or how can we be flexible and pull out existing software that's already on the contract. So I think it's a motion that we all have to discover. I think when you look at the partners that are bringing it to market, it is also that we need to educate the end user of how to use this and what's the most efficient way. And also from a pricing perspective, it's some partners put a large part of the margin goes to the financing solution. Other partners are building more into the secondary market they have for the devices that will come back after the lease or the subscription has ended. We as Microsoft don't have really a view of limiting that. We do want to make these offerings as complete as possible. So we are promoting it. And you see that the cloud marketplaces of our resellers and our distributors are growing fast. And that's only because of the developments of our ISVs that are capable of bringing it into a monthly subscription. And we see that it's differing per market, because in some markets you have local ISV offerings that can be added. That's of course different in other markets where those ISV solutions are not available. So you have certain global ISVs that Siemens, NX, or Adobe kind of solutions, and you have the local accounting solutions that differ per market. Any other questions? Then I'd like to thank you very much. I will run through the other session that we have currently today and tomorrow on surveys. I'd like to motivate you all to go to the expo hall, where we have our device experience, where you can even try out the HoloLens. And we will give away there some Service Pro 4s, where you get a card when you have attended this session, which gives you a chance to win the Service Pro 4. And I'd like to invite you to fill in the evaluation after this session. I'd like to thank you. Thank you.